Let's set up then the next race, which is race number 7. 6 laps this one, one less. 25.5 miles around the Motor Isle Belown course. And we'll give you the grid on the front row. Number 58, Andrew Ripley. Number 72, Matthew Rostron. And number 29, Sam Norton. The second row is number 79, Adam Randalls. Number 61, Adam Williams. And number 86, Matthew Corkill. The third row is number 31, Colin Croft. Number 39, Loic Ciro. And number 88, Craig Sisipak. Fourth row is number 82, Kevin Adams. Number 56, Rob Mitchell-Hill. And number 40, Emmett Burke. Fifth row is number 52, Brian Clark. Number 98, Neil Connell. And number 84, Matthew Sale. And the sixth row is number 62, Ian Soyu. Number 60, Ben Wilkinson. And number 90, Craig Kennelly. And on the seventh row, just the one rider, number 47, Andrew Castle. So that sets us up for the GH Call at Solo Founders Race. And, of course, still to come, we have Race 8, which is the Steam Packet Senior Race. So we'll see the big bikes out in action. A bit of a shakedown for them ahead of the big one this afternoon, the Ellen Vanin Fuels Championship Race over 9 laps. And we'll finish with one of the consolation races to make sure everybody goes away with some of the action. That is Race A, the Station Garage Lightweight Consolation Race over 6 laps. So we'll then be a lunch break at whatever time we finish. They have to be finished by and roads open by 12:45, but it's always planned to go a little bit earlier than that. And the roads will close again following that lunch break at 1:30. Well, we're just having a few running repairs in here, so I'll hand it to Rob Pritchard for his thoughts out there at Cross Four Ways.
Yeah, thanks very much, Tim. Just looking back on that race, yeah, great battle for the podium places, wasn't it? Looking in behind the field did just seem to get a little bit spread out. But trying to get in the top 10, that seemed to where it would be another one of the battles were as well, because in behind Joe Yerdy, he did have a bit of a lonely race, didn't he, on the Spin Arena Yamaha as well. Erna Costamo and Grant Thompson, who of course made his Southern 100 debut here last year as well, getting inside the top 10, just about holding off Barry Ferber there as well. Looking a bit further down, number 2 Dominic Herbertson was battling in the top 10 and then just seemed to drop right back. So I don't know whether just a bit of a misjudgment on a corner, or maybe even had to pull over and make some adjustments, not quite sure there. But was running at second to last, if my memory serves me correctly as well, I should say, if I can get my words out. But then he absolutely stormed back through the field as well. So maybe, given whatever it was that forced him to, I suppose, tumble down the order a little bit, he's certainly made up a lot of ground later on. Number 111, Brian McCormack, 15th. Not too bad considering the reliability issues maybe on that machine. Over to Chris Kinley.
Yeah, thank you very much, Rob. So we got our runners and riders coming forward for this GH Call at Solo Founders Race. So red plates, yellow plates and white plates only. The best place for you to look for this, really, if you want to find the numbers, is just go to Race 7 in your programme, page 24. Okay, so there could be white plates, could be yellow plates, could be red plates, all from people who do not qualify for races 2, 3, 4A and 4B. 29 is right on the front row there, on the outside of that, number 29, that is Sam Norton. Just in behind him, you can see 79, Adam Randalls. Is like a Derby meeting, this is, and 86, Matt Corkle, and just in the middle of them, another Manx lad from Peel, Adam Williams on 61. Adam was involved in a little pile-up at Ballabeg last night, and yeah, he was all right. Duct tape is their friend. The riders that have spoken to him in regards to the engine just say there's nothing major. It was just 5 bikes in the middle of the Ballabeg hairpin. I think they need to get on with this, because a couple of the riders were telling me earlier on they do not want to be held in here for too long, because it is so, so hot. And there's some really strange hand gestures going on between all the Manx riders who know each other really well. They'll be racing up at Derby, which of course is Saturday and Sunday. If you want to get yourself up to Derby Airfield and you're not going home till, say, Monday, or you're going home on Sunday, as Dave Rigby coming in as well, not sure. I think Dave just being picked up. I think Dave must have retired in that race. So Rigger's just having a little walk back, so he is okay. So there we go. Yeah, so Derby Saturday, Sunday, pop up and see us. We've got loads of races, including sidecars and stuff. I think we're just hanging on for a second. And I think we are just about to get underway with the riders going out for their sighting lap, their preview lap, whatever you want to call it. They want to have a little look around, just see what conditions like. And conditions are perfect. We talked about the wind condition last night, where it was going. It's roughly about the same. It's probably turned a little bit. So if you're looking up the course, it's literally going right across the paddock, the full length of the paddock. So the revs rise there now. And Sam Nortinger as the ZX 6R Kawasaki and Adam Randalls gives us some strange hand gestures, which I have no idea is going on about. 56 is next there. 56, he's on the... red plate machine, that's Rob Mitchell Hill. 47 just leaves as well, Andrew Castle. And one of the last riders to go there is number 18. He's on the twin, that's Mike Bampton. So they are on the way, ready for this six lap of 25.5 miles in total for the GH Caller Solo Founders race. And we'll head out back to Cross Four Ways.
Of course, we have a mixture of machinery with regards to, and that's where the reference plate, on the, if you've not been here before as well, with the difference in plates on the front, that refers to the different classes as well. But we're going to have a mixture of 600s, we're going to have a mixture of some of those 1100cc machines out there. So interesting where the pros and cons of those will be. Of course, the big 1100ccs, the big bikes, they're going to have to grunt down the straights, but those 600s are likely to have that agility and maybe carry a little more pace into some of the corners, at least particularly the slow ones, like here at Cross Four Ways, over at Ballabeg Hairpin, for example, Ballacagan, and of course after here at Cross Four Ways as well, when they go into the eye line of Tim Glover on the start finish line over at the bridge at Castletown as well. So there is a real mixture in here. There is going to be pros and cons across the field. We can just hear them in the distance as well. And looking there, as we mentioned, number 58, Andrew Ripley, he's one of the newcomers this year on the front row as well. 29, Sam Norton, regular rider here in terms of Ireland Racing Cup of the north of the island as well. And looking a little bit elsewhere as well, I think, as Chris mentioned, it is a little bit looking at an entry sheet over the ARA Racing's schedule over at Derby. But good to see that these riders, and this is an important race because it gives them a chance to compete for something else as well, as the convoy makes its way towards us here at Cross Four Ways, led by the travelling marshal. Front there is number 29, Sam Norton. Number 31, Colin Croft, who's starting on the third row. 61, 88, Craig Sitsapek, starting on the third row. Big gaggle here, 40, 79, 98, 86, 82, 56, 62, 52, 84, and 90. So at the back of that, Craig Kennelly, one of the newcomers, number 60. Ben Wilkinson of number 47, Andrew Castle. Number 18 on the green plated machine is Michael Bampton at the back of the convoy, with two more travelling marshals making their way through. So just touring on this opening sighting lap. And Chris did make a very good point there. They won't have wanted to be sat in the holding area too long given the heat today. They probably won't want to be sat on that grid for too long either, as the train of machines makes its way through. You just see a course inspection car coming past us as well, through Church Bends, down that long, fast straight, almost full straight of the Great Meadow, into the fast left-hander at Stadium Bend, and into that almost 90-degree right-hander after coming across the bridge and into the line of Tim Glover as well. So another opportunity for these riders with a few different machines on the grid. To you, Tim.
Thank you very much indeed. They're out at Cross Four Ways in the sunshine. Rob Pritchard, we're in the box that rocks here on the start-finish line. And it is very, very warm in the commentary box, I can tell you that. Quite sticky. As the travelling marshal now makes his way into his position here on the start-finish line, and the riders start to form up the grid in front of us. And we've got on pole number 58... Andrew Ripley, 72, Matthew Rostrum, Sam Norton, 29, is in position on the front row. But we haven't got the other two there on the front row yet. Are they at the back and going to make their way through? It doesn't appear that that is happening. So we could well be missing Matthew Rostrum and Andrew Ripley from the front row. So pole really is number 29 now, Sam Norton, as the green flag waves at the back of the grid. Watching the lights now, watching the lights, and the revs are up and we're away. And a good start by 86 there, Matthew Corkill. Let's go to Chris Kinley.
Yeah, Matty Corkle on the 86 on the CBR 600, the steel frame machine, but he's not at the front. Not sure sure who that was at the front, to be fair, but it definitely wasn't Matty Corkill. But no, Sam Norton did not get a good start, but 86 did. But I'm not 100% sure it was going past. It's that fast, and I've got to keep an eye to my left and an eye to the right. But there you go, the leader's away, and looks like we could have a retirement. Somebody coming in as well at the back of this field as well, so we'll have another retirement to add to the list. Tim.
Yes, so 58 Andrew Ripley and 72 Matthew Rostrum didn't start this race, but the travelling marshal, all the marshals that are part of the framework here on the start grid, bringing their flags back in, and they've got their grid positions as well, their grid sheets, so they know which riders they are looking out for. So we will try a little bit more technology here in the commentary box. The feed still not, unfortunately, restored from the official timekeepers upstairs, down here, downstairs to us in the commentary box. So this race, six laps, remember, we've had two seven-lappers, but this is six laps, the GH Corlett Solo Founders Race, red, yellow and white plates. Let's go to Robert Cross four ways.
I wonder, with the two non-starters on the front, number 58 Andrew Ripley in the 600cc B race earlier this morning, after the race had finished, he was touring under a bit of an escort from a couple of the course inspection cars, so there may be a mechanical issue there. No official word on that, though. Leading the race is number 88, Craig Sitzepek. And then we have number 61 on the way through, Adam Williams. And number 40 is Emmett Burke. So that's your front three. Then it's 90-86, 98-82, 29-56. So Sam Norton, who was on the front row, has dropped way back. 62-47 and 52-84. And number 60 at the back there is another newcomer in the form of Ben Wilkinson. So it's newcomer Craig Sitzepek out front, the number 88 machine, who leads on the opening lap at Cross Four Ways. Big field of newcomers in this Solo Founders race. So as I mentioned with Andrew Ripley there, maybe a mechanical issue touring back after the B race earlier today. As you can see, a travelling Martian distance. Matthew Rostron as well. There may be a possibility they're having to consider the sidecar race later. He'll be in the chair alongside Wayne Lockie later today. No official word on that, though, as the travelling marshals come past. But Craig Sitzepek leading. To you, Tim.
Yep, and Ryder's got quite a bit of a lead on here. Across the line he goes, and it is Craig Sitzepek who is leading, and he is ahead of number one Adam Williams, a margin of 3.373. So listen to those bikes going through. So it's Sitzepek, Williams, Burke, and 3.373 seconds the margin. Emmett Burke, number 40 in third, is 7.586 seconds back off the leader, Sitzepek. Fourth is number 86, newcomer Matthew Corkill. In fifth position is number 90, Craig Kennelly. Sixth is number 82, Kevin Adams. Seventh, number 98, Neil Connell. Eighth is number 29, Sam Norton. Ninth is number 56, Rob Mitchell Hill. Tenth is number 62, Ian Soyu. And 11th is number 52, Brian Clark. 12th, 47, Andrew Castle. 13th, number 84, Matthew Sale. And in 14th, number 60, newcomer Ben Wilkinson. But it's Sitzepek who leads, 3.373 seconds ahead, is number 88 ahead of 61, both newcomers, Adam Williams. A further 4.2 seconds back in third is 40, Emmett Burke. Let's go to Cross Four Ways.
And Craig Sitzepek, he's on one of the 1100cc machines, so definitely going to have the low-down power potential. Here is Craig Sitzepek, your race leader. A couple of seconds back is number 61, Adam Williams. So only a couple of seconds back there as Adam Williams made up a tiny bit of ground potentially, but those two are way out in front of the rest of the field as well. Another notable performance on that last lap as number 40 Emmett Burke in third comes through. Number 62 Ian Swayu up to 10th from the sixth row at the start. Here's 90, 82, 86, 29, 98 and 56. So number 29 Sam Norton, who started on the front row, still way back in that group. That's number 62 and 52 on the way through. Brian Clark following in behind Ian Swayu, 47 and 84. and number 60, Ben Wilkinson there. So Craig Sitterbeck still leading there, a couple of seconds ahead of the number 61 outfit of Adam Williams. So two of the newcomers out towards the front with number 40, Emma Burke. So quite stretched out in terms of the leading trio, but then there's a gaggle of machines in behind. And as I mentioned, someone who started in the top three caught in that. Back to you, Tim.
Here's our leader. And it is Craig Sitterbeck at 96.907. And he leads Williams by 4.877 seconds. So we look up the road and here is the man in third. So a growing margin for the front two. There's number 40, Emmett Burke. He's... That was... 5-7 riders through as quick as that. Emmett Burke is 15.8 seconds away from the leaders. Sitsipek. Then in fourth and up to fourth is number 90, Craig Kennelly. In fifth position is number 82, Kevin Adams. Sixth, number 86, Matthew Corkill. Seventh, number 29, Sam Norton. Eighth is number 98, Neil Connell. Ninth is 56, Rob Mitchell-Hill. Tenth is number 62, Ian Soyu. 11th is number 52, Brian Clark. 12th, 47, Andrew Castle. 13th, number 84, Matthew Sale. And 14th, number 60, Ben Wilkinson. So 96.907 for Sitsipek on that second lap. 95.992 from Adam Williams, the Peel rider. And Burke, quickest there, was 92.113. And looking down, it's Adams who is the quickest of the others. But it's the front two are away. Let's go to Robert Cross Fourways.
Another impressive start so far in 12th. Number 47, Andrew Castle, who started right at the back. There's number 88, Craig Sitsipek, who's opened up a bit more of a gap now. It's a good few seconds to number 61, Adam Williams there. So that's your leading duo on the way through, but Craig Sitsipek has pulled out a little bit of ground on the number 61 machine of Adam Williams there, and in turn we've got to wait quite some time as we see the latest machine interview. Number 40, Emmett Burke, approaching the halfway point of this race. It's a rather lonely race so far, but this is the battle here for fourth. 90, 82, 29, 98, 86 and 56 as well. So number 56, Rob Mitchell-Hill, trying to join the party a little bit, but that's fourth all the way down to ninth. Still battling away there as number 52, Brian Clark, on the way through, and number 62, Ian Swayu. Number 47, Andrew Castle, just mentioned as well. Great progress in the back of the field at the start of the race. And then it's number 84, Matthew Sale. To you, Tim.
Yeah, we're just about to complete half race distance here. Here is our leader. And once again, it's Craig Sitsipek, and he's up the pace, 98.543 miles per hour. And here's second, and it is number 61, Adam Williams. But Sitsipek has pulled the pin there. 9.144 seconds is the advantage that he enjoys over the local rider from Peel, Adam Williams. Here's our man in third, number 40, Emmett Burke. And Emmett Burke is a further 14.812 seconds down on second place. That was fourth to ninth. 90, Craig Kennelly is fourth. Fifth is number 82, Kevin Adams. Sixth, number 29, Sam Norton. 98, Neil Connell is in seventh. Eighth is number 86, Matthew Corkill. Ninth is number 56, Rob Mitchell-Hill. And those riders between fourth and ninth are swapping positions nearly every lap. It's a really good battle to keep an eye on further down the running order. 10th, number 52, Brian Clark. 11th, number 62, Ian Soyer. 12th, number 47, Andrew Castle. And then it's Matthew Sale and Ben Wilkinson in 13th and 14th. But Sitsipek, a lap of 98.5 miles per hour, has given him a 9.144 second advantage over number 61, Adam Williams. That's the situation here. What is it cross four ways? Rob Pritchard.
Yeah, the only rider with a total race time so far at the start-finish under 8-minute mark here is number 88, Craig Sitsipek, who is just stretching that lead and roaring away into the distance. Could just hear it cross four ways here on the move towards Church Bends, and still dropping a couple of more seconds back there. 9.1 seconds it was at the start finish. Number 61, Adam Williams, who in turn still leads by quite some distance from his nearest challenger in third, Emmett Burke. I just wonder, Emmett Burke's gap to Craig Kennelly in fourth in that big group battling for fourth at the moment was 3.1 seconds. Here is number 40, Emmett Burke, that group in behind. So Burke in third, and it is number 90, and then 82, then 98, 29, and 86. No change in that order from the start-finish line on this latest lap. Number 56 is through Rob Mitchell-Hill as well, who just seems to have dropped around a second or so back off that group, battling from around fourth to eighth. So no change in that battle for fourth. Craig Kennelly still leading that. To you, Tim.
Yeah, spotted our leader on the bridge and now over School Hill Rise. And he's gone even quicker again. Craig Sitsipek, 99.646 miles per hour. He is getting quicker and quicker and quicker as each lap goes. Here's our man in second. And that is number 61, Adam Williams. And the margin, it was 9 or so at the end of the last lap. It's now 17.078 seconds. So Sitsipek is done and dusted if he can get the next two laps in. There's number 40, Emmett Burke. And there is the man in fourth. And it is now number 90, Craig Kennelly. Fifth, 98, Neil Connell. They've all swapped round again. Sixth, number 82, Kevin Adams. Seventh, number 29, Sam Norton. Eighth is number 86, Matthew Corkill, and ninth, number 56, Mitchell Hill. And the gap for Burke and the fourth place rider, who is now Kennelly, is just 2.633 seconds. It was 3.1 on the last lap, so that has just put a little bit more pressure on the man currently in that podium spot, Emmett Burke. 10th then, 52, Brian Clark. 11th, 62, Ian Soyu. 12th is 47, Andrew Castle. 13th, 84, Matthew Sale. 14th is number 60, Ben Wilkinson. But Sitsipek leads, and it's a commanding one. Rob Pritchard, cross four ways.
It is indeed, and right on cue, Craig Sitsipek arrives on this penultimate lap. So a reminder, if you missed it a few moments ago, his lead out front from number 61, Adam Williams, going into this penultimate lap, 17.078 seconds. And Emmett Burke in third in these last couple of laps, with the fact that the group in behind gained around half a second or so, led by Craig Kennelly in fourth in that ever-changing battle for fourth. Here is number 61, Adam Williams, still running steady in second at the moment and some way ahead of number 40, Emmett Burke. I just wonder if Emmett Burke's maybe just going to be having a couple of glances over the shoulder in these last couple of laps. There is number 40, Emmett Burke, through in third, and it looks like the group might just be catching up to him here. Emmett Burke, and then it is 90, 98, 82, 29, and 86. So no change in the order from the start-finish line. But that group definitely looks to be catching Emmett Burke in third, as number 56, Rob Mitchell-Hill, is on the way through, dropping just a couple of seconds
on
back.
The bridge.
To you, Tim.
Yep, here is our race leader, Craig Sitsipek. And he's not gone any quicker, but he's on his last lap now. So he had a 17-second advantage at the end of the previous lap. What's it going to be this time? The clock ticking over, and that lead is getting bigger and bigger. Still no one coming over School Hill Rise in a second. We do have a rider now, and it is the man from Peel, number 61, Adam Williams, but it's 25.787 seconds that Sitsipek leads Williams now. But who is going to be in third? The margin had come right down, and there's a gaggle here, and it is 40, but he is under pressure now from the cavalry behind him. Emmett Burke is in third. He's 40.6 seconds back of the leader, but the advantage he has is down to 0.953 of a second. Less than a second separates third from fourth. Burke, Kennelly, then it's Connell, Adams, Norton, Corkill, and Mitchell Hill. There's number 52 past us. That's Brian Clark. He's in 10th position. Another rider into our view here. That's 62, Ian Soyu. So he is in 11th position. Two more is 47, And number 84, Castle and Sale, Sitsapec leads. Let's go to Robert Cross, four ways.
Yeah, like you said, that lap not quite as quick, so maybe he's getting the message somewhere around the course. Here is Craig Sitsapec on the final lap, leading from start to finish. A commanding ride to this point on the final lap as well. A commanding ride indeed from the newcomer. But yeah, maybe he's getting the message somewhere around the course of the extent of his lead, possibly, or maybe he's just had a couple of looks in behind him. He's not seeing another machine in sight as well. So just looking to take things steady on the final stages of this latest lap. That gap very much stretched out now, of course. It's over 25 seconds, I should say. Here's number 61, Adam Williams, on the way through in second here. Still some way clear of what is now turning into a battle for third, as we've heard Emmett Burke being caught on the road. 0.9 seconds ahead of Craig Kenley, Neil Connell, Kevin Adams and Sam Norton from 4th to 7th. And there has been a change here. It is number 90 on the way through. 19.32 and 40, 29 and 86 to you, Tim.
Thank you very much indeed. And here is our race winner, the newcomer from Buckingham. And he sits up off the saddle. And, well, what a performance. 99.646 was his fastest lap on lap four. But Craig Sitsapec is our race winner. And we'll just keep an eye, if we can, to see who is going to be home in second and indeed then in third. And then we'll hand down to Chris, because that battle for third is an almighty tussle between, six or so riders now could be in contention. Here's the man from Peel in second place, though. Well done to him. Gets a podium, Adam Williams. Congratulations. The winning margin was 33.414 seconds that Sitsapec enjoyed over Williams. Here's the battle for third, and there's four of them again across the line, and it's Craig Kennelly who gets it. Number 90, Craig Kennelly. Chris Kinney, down to you.
Yeah, Craig Sitsapec has been in here for a little while now. And Adam comes in as well, Adam Williams, and well done to Craig Kennelly getting that third place. The newcomers first, second and third in this GH Corlett Solo Founders race. And sorry, bud, it's all right, thank you. Craig, now then, let's put your name to bed. Craig?
Stupek.
Skipek.
Stupek.
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 Close enough for me. Well done, mate. Made that look a bit easy, but you got the bigger bite. You were away. You were gone.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone a lot quicker this time, which was what I was aiming for. We had a lot of trouble in practice. Hopefully I would have qualified for the big race. So, but yeah, I'm happy with what we've done, and the team's done well to get it right and make it actually work. We didn't have a quick shifter and haven't ridden it since last year. So that's the excuses out of the way. But yeah, I'm happy, and I've had a good time out there. So it's all been good.
What do you make of the Motor Isle circuit? You've obviously done TT and stuff. What do you make of it?
It's a small TT with some short, sharp starts and stops. But yeah, I love it. It's good. It's definitely one to come back to, isn't it?
At the back of the bomb hole, that fast dip, and then over the top towards cross four ways.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Oh, 600's good when it stays together and you can ride it through, but these things are just an animal. I don't know how the top boys do it, really. One day.
Bonkers speeds, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, serious.
Well done, Craig.
Thank you very much.
Well done, mate. Well done to you. And let's jump in if we can. And young Adam, have some water, Adam, courtesy of the club. Well, 12 hours ago, you're on your arse.
Yeah, managed to pull it back. Honestly, just massive thank you. Had my mate Stu Bedford, who's a racer around here himself, his Mrs. Laura, obviously Christy, my lovely partner, and genuinely without them three, it's like forever for all of us guys here. It's small teams, but yeah, they were crucial and absolutely made this possible. So yeah, just massive thanks to them.
So for those, what we were on about was last night, Adam was involved in that 5-6 bike crash at Ballabeg. Obviously, just cable ties and duct tape saved the day.
Yeah, a little bit more, but not a lot more.
Fiberglass and plastic. Well,
yeah, a bit of that. Yeah.
No damage to you, most important.
No, absolutely. And you know what, Mike? We didn't even go down. It was just unfortunately collision with another bike and damaged some bodywork panels. But yeah, we're able to get out, and fortunately the bike stayed all good. But yeah, I wasn't expecting to be here, certainly.
Had a great start.
Yeah, it seemed like all right, although obviously just conscious a lot of guys had trouble. I know Adam Randalls, I don't think, made the start, and bless him, he's put in a load of effort this week. So yeah, fair play to him. And yeah, lad went down at turn one. So yeah, it was, and fair play to all those lads. You know, they've worked just as hard as me, and it's not representative of them at all, that finish. So yeah, big condolences to them. But yeah, fortunately got off the line and managed to get something done.
Second home as well. Well done.
Thank you very much. And if I can, just say very quickly, a massive thank you to my main sponsor, motorcycleraceparts.co.uk, and particularly its head honcho, Tom Tunstall. As most people know, Tom hasn't had a great year this year. He was involved in that British Supersport crash earlier this year. And yet, despite being in a fixator, he has been on the phone to me constantly, supporting, helping, obviously with all the great bits that they do. I mean, it's a reflection of me that I only got that bike to second here because it's mint and it's a big part of him and keeping my head straight. So thank you to him massively. Thank you to Tom.
You're better than her on the radio. Thank you very much, Adam. Thank you very much. And Craig, let's have a little chat. How is that then? Three newcomers on 1, 2, 3. Just watch the lid there. Don't be kicking your lid. How is that? Oh, Chubby's telling me to hurry up. That's the first.
Yeah. What's that?
You're not in the next race.
No.
Nobody is.
Am I?
No.
I'm in a program.
I don't think he's in it. Anyway, how was that?
I didn't qualify for the last race because obviously I didn't get enough lap times or time on the bike for the first 2 days. There's cancel sessions and that. So got in this race. Yeah, it's good. Started from 18th, finished third. I'm happy with that. I got blind in the first lap. I think it was up to fourth or from the first lap. So yeah, just sort of picking it off and learning the circuit. Never been here before. Never even seen it before. Only went to the Isle of Man for the first time ever in February to do the sort of Manx newcomer stuff. Yeah. So yeah, still really, really early in my road racing career. Sort of coming off the short circuits, the BSB stuff, and looking to do this now. So yeah, really enjoying it. That was really good fun.
Four-way battle for third place on the last lap as well.
I can hear him behind me, and I've just blocked past. I was slowing him up through the back section because I'm really terrible through there. But everywhere else, I was just sort of holding him up in hairpins and stuff. So once I got in front of him, I thought that's it. I'd make myself as wide as possible.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Well done, Craig. Congratulations. Cheers. Well done. There's your top three then on the GAH Corlett, or the Corlett Trophies Senior Solo Founders. I think Phil is just about ready to go. We'll get the thumbs up from the green light team. Yes, I think we are ready to go. Yep, I think we are. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get the bikes up. This is Craig Kenley's machine just being brought up to us, and we'll hand back to Tim to get set up for the next race because, obviously, it's the Allerman Steam Packing Company Senior race is coming up next. That's the big bikes. We'll be back out on circuit. Some of the officials were asking some of these boys, you're out in this one. No, they're not out in this one, but they are definitely out. Definitely not out in the next one. Big Craig Sipchek, just skeep check, close enough. Gets the bike and just pushes it up onto the ramp like it was a toy, to be fair. Just lifted the back wheel up like it was a mini moto. God, he's a big lad, he really is. Don't be dropping it now. So there we go. Machine's in, Phil. I think we're just about ready. So, folks, this is the GH Corlett Solo Founders Race. I'm presenting the trophies with responsibility for motorsport, Sarah Maltby, MHK. Thank you, Sarah. Ladies and gentlemen, in third place, number 90, Craig Kennelly. In second place, number 61, from Peel, Adam Williams. Well done to Adam. And your race winner, number 88, Craig Sipchek. Close enough. Well done to Craig. Gets the red hat, puts it on the head. It will get the GH Corlett Solo Founders laurel wreath over his head, and also we'll get the sparkling wine from our friends at Fallen Travers and Vintners. So, ladies and gentlemen, your top three and the GH Corlett Solo Founders race. Well done to Craig, well done to Adam, and well done to, of course, the other Craig. Well done to the boys.